Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bird Show.
There have to be websites dedicated to this because Target knows what they're doing. Last night, real story, I remember at 6:30 that we were doing the segment this morning that we all had to bring in candy for. And I realized at my house, I don't have any. I better haul ass over to Target, right? So I go there. That's the only thing I was going to get. That's it. 3 bags of candy. No lie. I walked out of there with $133 worth of stuff.
Are you kidding me? I'm not shocked.
In this economy, that's like... It's like 3 things in this economy. Right. You should get shampoo and conditioner and that's it.
That doesn't happen to you guys at Target.
Oh, at Target every time.
Every single time. There has to be a way in marketing that they know where to put things that are going to get your attention.
It happens to me at the Home Goods. So I specifically went to Home Goods to get some new towels. Needed some new towels. I ended up leaving with 6 new towels, washcloths, new tongs. Right? For the kitchen, some placemats, some napkins, some napkin ring holders. And I'm like, I literally came in here for freaking towels.
Maybe this would be fun to do right now. If you guys have a couple of extra seconds, tell us what you went to Target for and what you ended up with. All right? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And Target even doesn't even love you because if they did, they would change the cameras at self-checkout.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Those are the worst.
Put a filter on that thing.
The absolute worst.
I've never seen myself look worse.
I walk in there feeling all confident, checking out, and I look like that. I'm like, ew. Every single time.
They probably want you to go back and buy some facial products.
That might be part of the marketing right now.
You need to visit the cosmetic section stat.
What did you go into Target for and what did you end up with? What was the price discrepancy? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Mikey ended up in an embarrassing situation in Target last week also.
Sure did. So it was my lady's birthday this past weekend. And one thing that I've come to understand about her is she... is not the best gift receiver. She doesn't really know how to receive a gift. So anytime I give her something, it's like, wait, does this suck? Is this horrible? Because, for example, like a month after we started dating, it was Valentine's Day. Of course, you got to give her flowers. I go into her house. I walk in with the flowers. I'm expecting just to be, I don't know, praised. She says, oh. That's what she said. Oh.
That was it?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, jeez, these flowers suck.
That's not good.
Are these bad flowers?
No.
No, turns out she loved them. She just doesn't know how to react whenever she gets stuff. So this year I said, listen, I'm just going to go to Target. She likes Target. I'm just going to get her a bunch of stuff. So I go in, I get some Nerf guns, I get an Etch-A-Sketch, I get a book, and then I say, we need something else. So in my head, some pajamas would be the right route. Now, I learn I have to walk into the ladies section. Now, there's no way to be a man ruffling through tiny little skimpy ladies' clothes without looking like an absolute creep. So, I'm in there. I'm taking stuff off the rack, looking at what I think she'd like. And it's just like a mom and her daughter over there, like, stay away from that man, honey. And I've been in this situation before. I used to work at Kohl's. And my job was to get the stuff that was ordered online and put it into the packages. So I had to go into the bra section. And, geez, I had no idea. Double D, C3.
I'm like, C3, so
I literally had to grab customers and be like, you got to help me find this bra. And it was like, I was just freaking out the customers. So I'm in there. I'm ruffling through all this stuff. I finally find these pajamas. It has a deal. They're $15 each. But for a set, it's $20. So I say, this is the way to go. I get what I need. I put it in my cart. Now I just need to make it out the door before anyone catches me with these little, with these tiny little pajamas. So I go to self-checkout where I think I'm going to be safe. I put it on the thing.
Oh, no.
Discount does not apply.
No.
So now I got to call over the attendant and say, yes, I'm trying to buy these. Will you please help me get the discount? And she's like, she's kind of laughing at me for holding up these things. But she tells me you have to download the app, whatever, whatever. I do all these steps.
While you're standing there at self-checkout.
While I'm standing there. And then still it doesn't work. So she tells me, go back and take a picture of the deal. Now this time, to avoid even more embarrassment, because I was standing in front of the whole self-checkout line.
Well, wait, now you're going to be a creeper taking pictures the pajama lingerie section. Yeah.
So now I go to an actual like cash register. This lady was mean. She was just straight up mean.
They are mean at Target. Have you lost your mind?
This lady was not feeling me.
This is not Cracker Barrel. Okay. Target's different.
Well, she probably thought I was a creep buying these little skimpy shorts. But so I bring them to her. Discount still not applied. So I show her the picture and she says, sir, I can't just go off the picture. This is not going to work. So we get into a little argument and I'm like, so are you saying that this is fake? Is this a fake advertisement? She says, I don't know. I can't do anything for you. So then I'm like, all right, I'll take them back. Thank you very much. I go, I grab the nearest swimsuit and I just chuck it in the stupid thing. I didn't check the size. This was a horrible experience. I don't want to be standing in the women's section taking pictures and throwing things in my cart. So.
They don't care, man. Money is money. They don't care if you're wearing it, she's wearing it. Money is money. Hey, Fernando, okay, you walked into Target for what and ended up with what?
All right, I walked into Target one day because my kid needed diapers. I got the diapers, and I ended up walking out with the diapers and a Nintendo Switch.
Makes sense.
That's what happens, man. It's always hundreds of dollars of difference.
Every single time.
All right, my man. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
See you now. All right, we call it Follow-Up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up on email, and you're like, Burchell, you never gave us any closure on blank, and then we start to do the research on it, and today's Thursday.
So this story is originally from February 6th of last year, and Trish had a major issue with her neighbors. She could see directly into their primary bedroom from her guest bedroom. They had no curtains up, so she could see all of the sexual activities. It was easy for Trish to close her own curtains. Soon, her fiancé's kids, who were 6 and 9, were going to be moving into her guest bedroom, so she didn't want to take the chance of the kids seeing her neighbors naked, so she wrote them a letter. She politely requested that they put up blinds for the sake of the kids, and she even offered to split the cost. But last we heard, her neighbors received their letter and doubled down. The next day, they were in front of their window, butt naked. Did she ever directly call them out on their flagrant behavior? A phrase, what is that?
Yeah, apparently it's a phrase Cassie used last time, in flagrante delicto.
Oh, in flagrante delicato. It just means in the act.
She just likes flexing her.
Yeah,
I don't. It's legitimately a phrase that is used.
If you're going to continue to be on the show, you got to dumb it down.
Maybe you got to smart it up.
That's not going to happen. Yeah, way too much Delta 8 for that.
They having sex.
There we go. So what has happened since?
Hi, Burt Show. Thank you again for all the advice you gave me when it came to dealing with my nude neighbors. Unfortunately, I have to report that the naked behavior only got worse, and my second response was not as polite as my initial note. In the few weeks leading up to the day that my fiancé's kids were moving in, Adam and Eve, as I like to call them now, really exposed themselves as jerks. Seeing them boldly naked in the window became a daily occurrence, and my note must have spiked their libido because the on-display piano playing only became more frequent, too. Some people like that. Mm-hmm. Like to know that they're being watched. Mm-hmm. The week that the kids were set to move in, I finally lost it. I started a habit of checking daily to see if they had made any progress with installing blinds, and as a result, had seen them naked so many times, it just didn't faze me anymore. That realization made me incredibly uncomfortable. I could not tolerate knowing that children would potentially be exposed to the same sight. So I wrote another letter. It read, Dear perverts, while I admire your commitment to your principles, I'm at my wit's end after witnessing you jump and jiggle around in broad daylight for weeks. I will be polite and not mention the things I have seen most evenings. May I remind you, two children, who also have eyes, will be your neighbors very soon. I did not want to do this, but if you cannot clothe yourselves properly and be more discreet during intimacy, I will involve the police. I do not wish to escalate the situation further, but you have forced my hand. Again, as your neighbor, I kindly request you purchase blinds and spare our eyes. With as much respect as I can gather, your neighbor. I attached an Amazon gift card for $25 so they could purchase said blinds. I thought that was a kind gesture. Well, instead, they didn't buy blinds. Their final act of defiance, they bought privacy film that they attached to their bedroom windows. It doesn't totally camouflage what's happening in their room, but at least now I only see blurry pink blobs instead of my neighbor's genitalia in 4K. The kids did move in, and the older one did notice a bit of action happening behind the privacy film. When they asked what was up, I said, they're just dancing. They were satisfied with the answer, and I'm happy that my tired eyes have gotten a break. Thanks again for all your help, Trish.
I think it's a win-win.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it.
The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.